just about does it for the day. The town's getting busier and busier. I remember when it was just a little farming town. Oh well, it's exciting. I think when I was still adventuring, not the big cities. If I had someone to mind the shop, I'd probably even consider going out to the expanse and fighting again myself. I miss those days. Hells, probably still got the skills for it, too. Oh, I'm closing down for today. You'll have to come back tomorrow. Oh, it's you. No, you're more than welcome to stay. Got your sword ready and everything. Where have you been? Been a couple of days since I seen ya. I almost thought for a second you were gonna skip town. That's a shame. Your sword would have sold for a decent bit. Now, I'm just tugging on your chain. I knew you weren't gonna run off on me. Not after the last time you were here. So, what do you have for me? Looks like your hands are awfully full. Oh, you did perfect. These look great. Have any trouble finding them? None. Glad to know my directions are spot on. Let's see. These are for me. And these are for that snooty elf across the way. Good boy. You did well. What's all this for? Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? This pile's the town healer. High and muddy elf gal came down from the north. Not a bad sort, really. I just like to tease her a little bit. She mellowed out since moving here, but when she first got here, she thought she was so much better than a lot of the folks around here. Anyway, one of her friends dropped off a book on herbal remedies for her a while back. Being from the north and all, she went to the magical academy up there. Knows a whole lot about healing magic. But didn't have much experience with more traditional methods. All these roots and flowers go into various curative mixtures. I get them gathered, she mixes them up, and we sell them in the shop here and split the difference. It's a good deal, really. Huh? Why go through all the trouble when you're gonna see them with magic? Are you serious? It's not like she's out in the field helping people. They need something they can take with them. What kind of question is that? Oh, I see. You're used to having someone on hand that can do that. That's fair, I suppose. But you know what? Even the most powerful mages are going to need a break sometime. That's when these come in handy. Not to mention, there's folks out there that don't take too well to magic. Yeah, that's right. Folks like me. She can cast her healing magic on me till the sun sets, and it won't do a damn thing. You seem surprised. Never heard about that. I'm one of the rare people that have been cursed, or I suppose some may consider it blessed, with no affinity for magic. So, if I were to go out and get injured by some monster wandering the countryside, I'd need to drink one of these. Nothing else you could do for me. What about the other pile? Yeah. Do you remember when I told you to wear gloves when you pick these? And keep your arms covered, and then not eat them, or to get them in your eyes, or to even sniff them. Actually, it'd be okay if you smelled them. That's one thing you can do safely. But, you know, a bit close to the eyes. Yeah, that's right. The fact that you're here talking to me means you listen to me. Ugh, you are such a good boy. So here's the deal with these. You take them all one by one, and they each make a right terrible poison. You mix them all together, and it's even worse. You put it on your blade, and even the biggest beast will fall down at your feet, sputtering and convulsing. Real nasty stuff. Well, if I told you that's what it was, you probably wouldn't have picked them for me, now would ya? You still would've. Then don't complain. I told you everything you needed to know at the time. Now, let me get a look at the rest of what you brought. Oh, that's good. That's real good. You got me a whole lot. Strong fellow like you must have had no problem hauling these back, huh? What's so special about these rocks? Take a look real close. You see that spark on them? I don't know what it is, but they're strange, aren't they? I've never seen anything like them elsewhere, but they make the finest sharpening stones you've ever seen. Gotta polish them up first, though. I use them in the shop, and I sell them by the bucket load. Basically, having you collecting this stuff for me is as good as having you drop a bag of corn on my table. Now, given that you were gone a few days, I take it that you checked out the rest of the town. You even picked up some other odd jobs? Great. Well, I hope that means you got a chance to meet plenty of the locals while you were at it. The town's booming nowadays. But you know what? We've got some real good folks out this way. You keep hanging around, and I'll introduce you to some of my closer friends. I still haven't even introduced myself. What are you on about? Gods be damned, you're right. I never even gave you my name, did I? Seems like we did things a bit out of order, considering I fucked it before I told you my name. Name's Maya. Doesn't seem fitting. Well, I suppose after all it is a typical human name, and I'm certainly not. Father named me after he found me. Anyways, I'm sorry about that. Sometimes I let myself get carried away, and I don't even think about it. I am glad you're settling in, though. So, if you're bothering to get to the locals, does that mean you're thinking about staying around these parts? You came out this way for fame and fortune. Fair enough. Well, I don't know if you'll find it. Who knows what's out there? But either way, you'll find some good, honest work here. But that's not why I'm asking you. So, where are you staying? Yeah, you know, room and board, that sort of thing. The inn down the road. Not a bad place, not a bad place at all. But you ever thought about somewhere more private? Somewhere more quieter? Even at night, that inn can be a rowdy place. What am I getting at? Come on, you're not a fool. Why don't you stay here? Why don't you stay with me? You're damn right I'm bored. I know what I like, and I want more of it. I've had my mind on that dick of yours since I got a taste of it. But more than that, maybe I've gotten a little soft on you too. No. I'm not going to ask you to do more work for me in exchange for room and board. I just want you here. Of course, if you do want to take on more work for me, you'll get paid fairly. Given that I've sorted your sword out, you could even do some hunting for me. Nothing too dangerous, though. I still needed to come back at night and share my bed. So, what do you say? That's what I thought. You can't resist, can ya? I bet you were thinking about me just as much, huh? Well, I'm personally done for the day. I can make this delivery tomorrow. So, if you want to play around for a bit, now's the perfect time. What do you say? Good. Then I want you to head back to my room and get out of your gear, and I'll get this place locked up. Ooh, good look at you. How cute. All laid up on my bed waiting for me. All you're missing is the rose petals. You surprised I already stripped? What, were you hoping for a show? I'm here to fuck, not to tease and play with you, boy. You walk out of the room, and you'll find a trail of clothes behind me. But don't worry, I got my soft side. You know that. Right now, I have my needs. I got an itch that only you can scratch. But one of these nights, I'll happily be your mommy. What have I got planned? I want you to rub me like an animal. I want you to bury your dick inside of me and fill me up with your cum, like you're desperate to get me pregnant. So, get off of that bed. Last time I got to ride you, this time you get to ride me. I did tell you last time I let you grab my horns, right? All the boys and girls around here think about it. None of them ever get to do it, though. Except you. Does it make me uncomfortable? Gods, no. It's one of my biggest turn-ons. I just want someone to grab my horns and braid me. But you know what? None of them deserve the honor. Considering how hard your dick is already, we don't even need the foreplay in the first place. What about me? I'm already soaked. Here, give me your hand. You feel that? I could barely contain myself the past few days. Can't believe you took this long to get back here. Spending all day working the forge, running around the place, getting all hot and sweaty. And here I am, barely able to think about anything else but your dick. You got me good. So nah, you don't need to get me ready. I've been ready and waiting the whole damn time. Maybe next time you'll know better than to keep me waiting. Oh, you don't have to say sorry to me. The best way that you can make up to me is to stretch my pussy out and make me into a sticky mess. Now, let me get on the bed. What do you think? It's a hell of a view, isn't it? You can touch me if you want to. Spread my pussy. Get a good look at it. You want it, don't ya? Good. Then get up here and take it. Good boy. Now come on. There's no need to be nervous. We already did it once. Have anyone taught me like this? You won't hurt me. Get a good grip of my horns. Just don't tug on my hair. Not into that one. That's what I want. Now fuck me. God, this is even better than last time. It feels even bigger, and the way it throbs inside of me. Am I okay? I am better than okay. I feel amazing. But I need you to make me feel even better. Now fuck me like an animal. I want you to claim me with that thick cock of yours. That feels real good. The heat of it spreading through me. Feels so good. The way it stretches me. Fuck me, it's so different. Being taken from behind. You're such a good boy. You can put it in deeper than that. I know you got more to give me. That feels so fucking good. The feeling of you on top of me. Love being fucked from behind like this. That's good. I needed someone to breathe me like this real bad. God. Oh, that cock feels so good. Almost feels like you're teasing me at this point. You gotta show some respect to your elders. I know you got more in you than that. So stop toying with me and just give me what I want. I want you to fuck me. I told you I need you to braid me. So fuck me with everything you got and don't hold back. Am I sure? Oh, hell yeah, I'm sure. Now quit talking and fuck me. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. See? I knew we had more in ya. Fuck me deeper. I want deeper inside. I want you so bad. The way you grab and pull my arms and have you on top of me. It's like a dream come true. Fuck me, it feels so good. I feel so much better than riding you. I want you to fuck me like this every night. I want you to grab my arms and ride me from behind. I want you to fuck me, breed me until I'm pregnant. The weight of you on top of me. The heat of your cock inside of me. I want you to come inside me so bad. I want you to pump every last drop of your cum into me. Oh, Feels so good. Feels so good to have you inside of me. Am I ready? What do you mean, am I ready? What are you? You're gonna fuck me even harder. Good. Then give it to me. And don't you? You know what? You don't have to be gentle to me. You aren't gonna break me. You can fuck me. With every thing you got. You can rub me off. Or you can ride me. Fuck me like an animal. I told you. I want you to breed me. I want you to pour your cum inside of me. I want you to grab my horns and use me. Just like that. It feels so good. It feels so good inside of me. It feels so good. I need this cock inside of me every night. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. I can feel it twitching and throbbing inside of me. It feels so good. I need to come inside me so bad. I need to come in me again. I want you to fill me up so bad. I've been waiting days for this. You kept me waiting so long. You don't have to hold back anymore. You can come back to me every night. And I'll take care of this hard dick. I can feel it. I can feel you're getting close, aren't you? Then come inside of me. Pour everything into me. And hold back. Yes. Holy fuck. I feel so full. Don't pull out. Don't pull out. Keep it in me. I want to feel it twitch and throb. I want to feel your warmth. You can pull out once you get soft. And not 1 second sooner. You got that? I can feel it pouring down my thighs. You pumped so much into me, didn't you? You know, if you didn't get me pregnant last time, you definitely did this time. Tell me, is that offer to help me run the shop still on the table? You like the sound of that, huh? Well, Why don't we lay here for a while, and you can think about it, yeah? I'm just gonna close my eyes a little bit, catch my breath, you know? Putting your arms around me, huh? I guess you really don't want to pull out then. Good. Then we can just stay like this till morning. That was good. Thought I'd wake up even more tired, but if anything, I feel refreshed. You look like you had a good night of sleep as well. I feel like I could take on the world right now. Hope I'm not letting you down by being a one and done both times. I'd have gone another round with you if I hadn't spent the whole day working the shop. We should do this when I have a day off. I barely have time to close a shop during the day. But maybe I can pay one of the younger folks around town. Have them set up a stall with essentials out front and run that for me. Having a little time off would be nice. Hey, where are you going? There's no need to run off so fast. Worried about me having to get the shop sorted out for the day? I'm not even thinking about that yet. It's still early. Might not be able to take a full day off, but I can open a little bit later. Oh, come here. I'm not ready to let you go just yet. You gave me a hell of a night. You are gonna stay right here with me just a little bit longer, right? That's what I want to hear. Good boy. It's true. We both got things on our plate, but they can wait just a little bit. A little bit longer is all I want. Can't remember the last time somebody made me feel like this. It's kind of embarrassing. But it's good. I'm happy. First time in a while that I feel really satisfied. Fulfilled. I'm not the only one. Hearing things like that makes my heart sing. Say, it is early. What do you think about us getting cleaned up and dressed? And going out and about in the town to get something to eat. Then we can come back here, settle up with your gear, and go about our business, I suppose. That sounds sad. Maybe just a little bit. I've been thinking about the idea of you going out there and hunting monsters. I lost plenty of friends during my own journeys. It got me remembering those times. And thinking about you having the same fate. Well, you seem like the kind of man that can take care of yourself, but I still worry. I shouldn't worry. Now why is that? You're not going to take on anything really dangerous. Well, that's good to hear. There's still an entire life of adventure to be had without you trying to be a hero, you know? Either way, how about we go eat? I'm starving, and I bet you are too, especially after a night like that. Good boy. Let's go get cleaned up then. I'll meet you at fun when you're ready. And don't keep me waiting this time. Got it?